You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Thank God for you. Thank God for you for another day, another time that we're able to come in your cars and come into your homes and however you're tuning us away about Facebook. We're grateful for this radio station, hallelujah, that make it possible on Mondays and Fridays such as today to bring us this close. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, guess what? It's time for you to come up, come out, and come through, because God still lives and he's still on the throne. We do thank God once again for you this morning tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know our God can and he will do exactly what he say he is going to do. Praise our God. Come on, let's go into the throne for a word of prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, a name above every name, that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you now, God, because of who you are and what you're doing, God. We bless your holy name. For we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Thank you today, God. Touch each and every one on this other side of the dial, God. On the other side of Facebook, Father God, that is watching and listening. Now, God, we thank you from touching them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you this morning, because we realize without him, we can't do nothing. We realize with him, we can do all things. Come on, hallelujah. So I want to give God the glory, and I want to give him the praise for who he is and what he is doing in our lives. Come on, I really thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Benita, my wife. God bless you, the first lady of our church. Praise our God. Thank God for you, and to our church mother, amen, Mother Brown, and to all our prophets and evangelists, amen, and to all our elders, to everyone that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. Again, well, yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host on this morning. Listen, I want to encourage you. God bless you. Give a good God bless you. Shout out to all our evangelists. Praise our God once again. Praise our God. God bless you. Thank God for you. Evangelist Mara, God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist Moses, God bless you. Praise God. Evangelist Gospel, God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. We want to say we give God praise and we give him the glory. Evangelist Blackman, God bless you. Yes, thank God for you. I want you to know that God is with us no matter what we're in, no matter what we're facing. Praise our God. I want you to know that God can do it, and he will do it by a miracle. You just got to believe him. You just got to know who he is, what he is doing, because God is still on the throne of our lives. We are in the midst of a time here where God will do exactly what he say he is going to do. Praise our God. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know he can do a sin above all we think or ask. Praise our God. Listen, do me a favor, call somebody. Do me a favor and call him and wake him up and tell him that Apostle is now on the air. Apostle Curtis is now on the air. Praise our God. Tune in to the radio broadcast on Mondays at 9:30, amen, to 10. Praise our God. And Fridays, such as today. I want to encourage your hearts right now. Here we are. We are now. I want you to go to the book of Psalms. If you can, praise God. If you can't, not go, but just follow along with me in your heart. The book of Psalms 124. And this is what, this is here now. This is what he said. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Listen, you are going to go through some things. You are going to go through some things. We are going to go through some situations. But God is with us. Yes, things in life do occur. Praise our God. But we must know that God is with us. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to bring us out. Without a shadow of a doubt, he is going to do exactly what he say he is going to do. See, right here in this first verse, come on, Psalms 124. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, my side, your side, might Israel say, the Lord is on your side today. No matter what you're facing with, no matter what you're going through with, the Lord is on your side. And the Lord will bring you out. And the Lord will set you free. And the Lord will open up doors. And the Lord will fight for you. And the Lord will deliver you. Somebody better say amen. Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist Blackman. Praise our God. He's on your side. Again, the second verse right here in the same passage of scripture. If it had not been for the Lord, he says it twice. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. When men, come on, when men did what? Rose up against us. People are going to rise up against you. Things and situations. God bless you, Evangelist Morrow. Things are going to come. But you got to know, here we are. If it had not been for the Lord who was what? On my side. Come on. When men rose up against me to devour me. When men rose up against me because they didn't feel whatever the case may be. But God stepped in and God is still there. Situations, circumstances, come up against us. But we must know, as the children of Israel, we must know God is with us. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He will bring us to it and through it. Come on. Because guess what? He said, I'll do what? Keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, again, if you got to say, if it had not been for the Lord, there were some situations that you've been facing. There's some situations that you're going to face. There's circumstances, things happen out of your control, but God is still there. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And then in one translation said, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So he's with us. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Because God will. What will he do? Take care of you. What will he do? Open up doors. What will he do? Heal your body. What will he do? This is what Israel was saying. If it had not been for the Lord. For the Lord. Not your family member. Come on. Because some of them, they won't help you know how. They'll walk away and leave us stranded. All my help, your help coming from the Lord that made the what? Heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is still on the throne. God can do anything. All you need to do is do what? Furnish the faith. Oh my God. All you need to do is remind him what he says. According to what we're reading right here. Again, Psalms 124. If it had not been, oh my God, some of y'all can just throw your hands up right there, just at that part. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, who was on your side, when you was going through, and some of us still going through, but God is right there. And he's bringing us through it. He's bringing you out. He will heal. He will deliver. He will set free. He will do exactly what his word said. It says, and when men have did what? Rose up against us. Situations. Men have rose up to devour us. God didn't let it happen. God didn't let that thing overthrow you. God did. He kept you. You didn't lose your mind through it. Oh, praise our God. You didn't lose your joy to it, through it. What he did was he kept you. What he did was he preserved you. Oh, my God. You don't even look like what you've been through. If you never tell nobody, you don't even look like what you've been through, because God was on your side. That situation should have swallowed you up. That situation should have destroyed you. You should have lost your mind. But because God was on your side, but because he went through it with you, come on, and he did not forsake you. Come on. When the scriptures say, many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord do what? He delivered them. Out of all, he's on your side today. He's on your side. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall do what? Reap if you faint not. Why? Because who's on your side? Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. He's on your side today. Come on. Glory to God. You need not to fight in this battle, this situation. Because who? He's on your side today. He's on your side. And guess what? And you're in the midst of it. And you don't even have to do nothing but give God a praise. Because he's on your side. And when something, when we know how we walk in the natural side by side. He's closer than that. He's in you and he's walking side by side. What he's doing is he's protecting you. Come on. Because he said, I do what? Again, I keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is what stayed on him while we yet going through. Come on. He's with you today. He's on your side. Come on. While you're going through the situation you're in, he's on your side. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the midst of the fiery furnace, he's with you. Who? Jehovah. Who? Jehovah Shabbat. He's with you. Jehovah Shalom. He's God of peace. When you're in trouble, he's still right there. Come on. He'll bring you out. When you're going through sickness in your body, guess what? He's there. He's right there. He is who he is. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. That's why he says right here. When men rose up against us, oh my God, then they what? Stumble. They stumble. Come on. Then what? Hallelujah. They were swallowed up. They were swallowed up quickly. God will not let you go down. He will not. Heaven and earth shall pass away. And I'm talking to somebody out here this morning. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forevermore. His word stands against all odds. When it don't even look like God ain't coming through, he's right there. Come on. It's quickly. They were swallowed up quickly. Come on. Because guess what? God's hand is there. God's voice is in the midst of that circumstance or situation you in. One word from God, it'll change your whole situation. Because he's with you. He's in there with you. You're not alone. You're not alone. It's my job to do what? To encourage you. It's my job to do what? To reach down. Hallelujah. To build you up. It's my job. That's our job as Christians, as the people of God, ministers, to do this. There is a word of hope for you today. There is a word of peace for you today. There is a name above every name, that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. So if you're not saved today, you got hope. If you're going through a circumstance and situation today, my job is to encourage you, to let you know you are not alone. You can come out of this. Glory to God. One thing I know about God, and out of all my years of being saved, one thing I know, he's not going to leave you in a situation. He won't. He's not that kind of type of God. Some people say, "Well, I'm just feel all alone. I don't feel like nobody. Everybody is against me." Well, wait a minute. Let's back up. What did he say? If God, he's on my side now. I know where I'm at. He's on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? That means anything you going through. Situations, if it had not been for the Lord, he's with you. Sickness, he's with you. Come on. Financial difficulties, everybody going through a little financial situation. He's with us. He's our provider. Come on. David said this. He said, I once was young, but now I am old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed. Come on, somebody. My God, I'm about to get up from here. Nor his seed beggeth bread. God will take care of you. No matter what, no matter where, and no matter how, he will take care of you. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you be made ashamed because he's on your side. I'm still dealing with it. If it had not been, that need to resonate in your spirit. Think about it. If it had not been for what? The Lord who was on your side. You ain't got to go way back. Just think about this morning. You ain't got to go way back. Just think about yesterday. You ain't got to go way back to pull up for nothing. Oh, back in the days when. Now, right now, he's a very present help. Right now. Hey, no, Sata. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side this morning, where would we be at? Where would we be at? Come on, somebody. People say they're with you. But when the going get tough and rough, they leave. You're gone. But Jesus said, I'll be with you. I'm with you. Be of good courage. Come on. Because he's with us. He is who he is. In the midst of what you're in, snap yourself back. Come on. Let the devil know, yeah, you may have tried to afflict me, but God is on my side. Yeah, you may try to take my joy, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. You may be trying to take my peace, but if I keep my mind stayed on him, he's going to do what? Keep us in perfect peace. If it had not been for the Lord was on my side. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to type on the screen. He's on my side. He's on my side. Hallelujah. Oh my God. And if God is on your side, you got something. Come on. I'm saying the master. If he's on your side, you got everything you need. But we must know this without a shadow of a doubt. Come on. We must know this. We got to say this. We got to get it into our spirit. Because if we don't, we will faint. We will faint at the circumstances, the situations that we're going through. Remember what Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. The Lord is on your side. The Lord of hosts, oh my God. The breasted one, oh my God. Hallelujah. The Elohim, Hamasedeba. Hallelujah. The one that spoke and say, let there be. He's on your side today. The one that told Peter to do what? Come walking on the water. He's on your side today. Your troubles is not troubles. Because guess what? The trouble solver. He's on your side. All he had to do is speak one word to your situation. And guess what happens? It turns around. Because he's on your side today. That's why Israel said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Come on. My Israel say. I'm saying what you said. What are you saying today? This morning. What are you saying? Hey, you riding on one on the highway. You may not can take your hand out the steering wheel. But in your heart, you know if it had not been for God. You're at your desk working and you're listening. Come on. If it had not been for the hands of God. Come on. Hallelujah. He's with you. Glory to God. Bless you, Dr. Former. He's with you. Praise our God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Just because you're in a hard place right now, it's not really hard. Because guess who? Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. My God, he is with you. So that's why he said, come on to us as the body of Christ, as the people of God. We must know our God. We must know how God, because when circumstances and situations try to box us in, guess who steps in and show himself? The Elohim. He show himself. He reveals himself through what we're going through. He lets us know he's with us. He lets us know we're more than conquerors. He lets us know we have the victory because he's on our side. And you're not going to fall prey to the circumstance and the situation when it looks hard to others. But guess what? It's not hard to us because he's on our side. I want you to know this today. According to Psalms 124, right? This first verse. If it had not been, he didn't say anybody else, not my family members, not my BFF, not my just cousins. He said the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord. And many of us contested that. Many of us contested that right now. If it had not been for the Lord. God bless you, Patricia. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Oh my God. There are some things we've gone through and we know that only God brought us out of it. Only God delivered us. The hand of God. There were some situations that was going to try to overthrow us and take us, but the hand of God, hallelujah, the mercies of God that was with us, surrounded us. It should have snapped your very mind. Those fiery dots and trials should have just pierced your heart, but God surrounded you. He protected you. He brought you out. He brought you through it. Many people thought you weren't coming out. But oh, guess what? His name is on the line on your life. And his name is not going to be made ashamed. And he's not going to let you go down because his name is on it. I got his name on me. You got his name on you. And he's with you. He's with you. Glory to God. My soul magnifies the Lord. He's with you today. He's with you. My sister, my brother, he's with you. Again, if it had not been for the Lord. It doesn't matter what status we hold in life. If it had not been for the Lord, he's with you. He's with you. He will bring you out. He will bring you through it. He will open up doors. He will close doors. He will heal. He will deliver. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Now Israel said, he's with you. Good morning. God bless you, Sister Little. He's with you. He's with you. Be of good courage, my sister. Be of good courage, my brother. God will bring you out. You may say, well, Apostle, I don't know him. I don't know. But I want to give you an opportunity to know him. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. He's on your side today. You can make it. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. He's on your side today. Again, you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. You got help today. You got hope today because he's on your side. Not only today, Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He's there with you. Listen, like now, my time is getting close. I got to get up and leave. I got to close the Bible. I got to get out from behind this mic. I got to close Facebook down. I have to leave you. I have to leave you. But he don't. He's right there where you at. He's going to meet all your needs. Something that I can't do. Just think about it. He's on your side today. He said, when men rose up against me, when they dug a ditch for you, when they digging ditches for you, God is still right there. Yes. Praise our God. Listen, I need y'all to do something. Meet us tonight. Meet us tonight at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Oh my God, we have been in a powerful pack revival. Praise our God. My God, the woman of God on last night, praise our God. Oh Jesus, broke the word down. Praise God. You don't want to miss it. That she was there last night and Wednesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, she was there. But tonight, we're going to be there. Praise our God. You don't want to miss this tonight, the closing of this revival. Praise our God. It started Monday. Yours truly, Monday and Tuesday. And then the woman of God last night, Wednesday night and last night. And tonight, we'll be back tonight. God is going to do something for us. We want to see you there. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss it because God has something for you. Push through it. Come out of it because guess what? He's on your side. The engineer has come in here to let me know. Brother Danny come in and let me know. My time is up. But I'm telling you, my time is up. For you, with you. But his time is never up. He's right there with you. In the good time, in the bad times. And guess what? It ain't bad. Because guess what? What looked bad to us is working together for our good. He's with us. He's with you this morning. Be not afraid. Hold your head up high. Go. Walk on through in the peace of God. Because guess what? He's on your side. Thank all of you who have tuned in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. That's what you said today. It's about time for my miracle. And walk in it. It's about time for your healing. It's about time for your soul to be saved. It's about time for your peace. I've got to go. Until then, we want to say, listen, we're approaching Thanksgiving. And we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Those of you that I might not be able to see or hear my voice. But I say to you now, happy Thanksgiving. We're always grateful and we're always thankful for what God has done. Listen, God bless you. Be of good courage. I got to go. But he'll never leave you. No, we will forsake you. God bless all of you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come